Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation with another story titled, Everyone Can Play. At a fundraising dinner for a school that serves learning disabled children, the father of one of the students delivered a talk that would never be forgotten by all who attended. After extolling the school and its dedicated staff, he offered a question. When not interfered with by outside forces, everything nature does is done with perfection. Yet my son Shay cannot learn things as other children do. He cannot understand things as other children do. Where is the natural order of things in my son? The audience was stilled by the query. The father continued, I believe that when a child like Shay, physically and mentally handicapped, comes into the world, an opportunity to realize true human nature presents itself, and it comes in the way other people treat that child. Then he told the following story. Shay and his father had walked past a park where some boys Shay knew were playing baseball. Shay asked, Do you think they'll let me play? Shay's father knew that most of the boys would not want someone like Shay on their team. But the father also understood that if his son were allowed to play, it would give him a much-needed sense of belonging and some confidence to be accepted by others in spite of his handicap. Shay's father approached one of the boys on the field and asked if Shay could play, not expecting much. The boy looked around for guidance and said, We're losing by 6 runs, and the game is in the 8th inning. I guess he can be on our team, and we'll try to put him into bat in the 9th inning. Shay struggled over to the team's bench, put on a team shirt with a broad smile, and his father had a small tear in his eye and warmth in his heart. The boys saw the father's joy at his son's being accepted. In the bottom of the 8th inning, Shay's team scored a few runs, but was still behind by 3. In the top of the 9th inning, Shay put on a glove and played in the right field. Even though no hits came his way, he was obviously ecstatic just to be in the game and on the field, grinning from ear to ear as his father waved to him from the stands. In the bottom of the 9th inning, Shay's team scored again. Now, with 2 outs and the bases loaded, the potential winning run was on base, and Shay was scheduled to be next at bat. At this juncture, do they let Shay bat and give away their chance to win the game? Surprisingly, Shay was given the bat. Everyone knew that a hit was all but impossible because Shay didn't even know how to hold a bat properly, much less connect with the ball. However, as Shay stepped up to the plate, the pitcher, recognizing the other team putting winning aside, for this moment in Shay's life, moved in a few steps to lob the ball in softly so Shay could at least be able to make contact. The first pitch came and Shay swung clumsily and missed. The pitcher again took a few steps forward to toss the ball softly towards Shay. As the pitch came in, Shay swung at the ball and hit a slow ground ball right back to the pitcher. The game would now be over, but the pitcher picked up the soft grounder and could have easily thrown the ball to the first baseman. Shay would have been out, and that would have been the end of the game. Instead, the pitcher threw the ball right over the head of the first baseman, out of the reach of them all. Everyone from the stands and both teams started yelling, Shay, run to first! Run to first! Never in his life had Shay ever run that far, but made it to first base. He scampered down the baseline, wide-eyed and startled. Everyone yelled, Run to second! Run to second! Catching his breath, Shay awkwardly ran toward second, gleaming and struggling to make it to second base. By the time Shay rounded towards the second base, the right fielder had the ball, the smallest guy on their team, who had a chance to be the hero for his team for the first time. He would have thrown the ball to the second baseman for a tag, but he understood the pitcher's intentions, and he too intentionally threw the ball high and far over the third baseman's head. Shea ran towards the third base deliriously as the runners ahead of him circled the bases toward him. All were screaming, "Shea, Shea, Shea, all the way, Shea." Shea reached third base. The opposing shortstop ran to help him and turn him into the direction of the third base and shouted, "Run to third! Shea, run to third!" As Shea rounded third, the boys from both teams and those watching were on their feet, were screaming, "Shea, run home! Shea, run to home!" Stepped on the plate and was cheered as the hero who hit the grand slam and won the game for his team. "That day," said the father softly with tears now rolling down his face, "the boys from both teams helped bring a piece of true love and humanity into this world." Shea didn't make it to another summer and died that winter, having never forgotten being the hero and making his father so happy and coming home and seeing his mother tearfully embrace her little hero of the day. Especially in these times, it's easy to pay attention to all the things wrong with our world, isn't it? Please, for the rest of the time we have together this morning, consider all the good things in your life today.